I dropped $112 on a dozen of the converter boards for them and memory chips, and I got to set up a decent solder station so I can tear them down and put them together with the new components. But they do AM and single sideband. And then they end up covering quite a lot more spectrum, but I wouldn't trust it on the low bands unless you had something that would squeeze that signal down pretty tight, like a mag loop antenna or something. But I'd still want to see it on a spectrum scope.